Magnetically attract new long-lasting customers? We do. And do you know how to ensure your logo is delivered on the right promotional items on time at a great price? We do. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Who are we? We're 4imprint, the nation's leading team to make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items. And right now, we want to share with you, for free, the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers. Get them now by texting TOP to 642642. Let us show you what a difference the right promotional items can make to help grow your brand. With 4imprint, you'll get high-quality products, exclusive items, popular brands, on-time delivery, and outstanding customer service. That's what we do. So get the top 3 promotional items for driving new customers by texting TOP to 642642. That's T-O-P to 642642.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
There's no better example of a business that has you covered from top to bottom than the Ceiling Center on the Rock Road. Think about it. They specialize in acoustic ceilings, drop ceilings, metal ceilings, and more. And it doesn't stop there. Your floor is covered too. Literally. Hardwood, tile, great carpet selections with names like Shaw, and so much more. The Ceiling Center is your one-stop shop from top to bottom. Their showroom has over 20 different tile selections to choose from. Plenty of wood samples, carpet swatches, and more. The Ceiling Center, locally owned and operated, and priced well below the big box stores. Good luck getting service after the sale from those giant places, too. The Ceiling Center prides itself on their extensive warranties. Ed and his staff want you back, so it does get done right the first time. The Ceiling Center, on the Rock Road in Bridgeton, a half mile west of 270, and online at theceilingcenter.com.
Brought to you by Dobbs Tire and Auto Centers, proud sponsor of the St. Louis Football Club. For the best selection and price on quality name brand tires, and for expert professional automotive service, make your first choice Dobbs. Click on gotodobbs.com for details.
Here's a fact. 50 million men in the U.S. will experience erectile dysfunction. There are lots of causes for ED and male sexual performance issues. Diet, stress, medical conditions like heart disease, diabetes, prostate cancer. At the St. Louis Men's Clinic, we specialize in male sexual health, and we can deliver immediate results for men experiencing erectile dysfunction. It's all we do, all day, every day. Our doctor-supervised non-surgical treatment plans have helped over 15,000 men in St. Louis improve their performance. And improved performance means a more satisfying life. Call us today to make an appointment. Our doctors will create a customized treatment plan that applies state-of-the-art medicine and technology to address your sexual health. You'll see results on your first visit. Take control of your sexual performance by calling St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040. St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040.
It's a little bit low, so you're shy. There you go. A little shy with the music. I like Tuesdays. I like Tuesdays. I've liked them more ever since this guy came along and decided to share his likes and dislikes about what's on the big screen. His name is Maximilian. He came down just a little bit. His name is Maximilian Foisy. And what he does is he just tells you what's in the movie theater, what's out on... He always says that's out on Blu-ray, which is interesting to me. DVD, not everybody has Blu-ray. I guess most do. And he's brought to you by Window World. That's important. That's very important. Without the window worlds of the world, there would be no segments. It is the number one selling replacement window in the United States. And in only 14 and a half years, they're in almost 50,000 homes in the St. Louis area. And now, doing what he does... Max Foisy.
Hold on, stop right there.
There was just a big, dead, empty spot there.
That was a big, dead, empty spot there.
As soon as I said, and now, Max Foisy. Right. Yeah, there you go.
Now,
there's a lady. Turn that around for me. There's a lady who's been on holding forever.
Cassidy.
Yeah, let me just talk to her. She's been on. Is it Dan? Has it spelled Chastity? But I'm guessing you're Chastity, right?
I am Chastity. C H A S I T Y.
Haven't we spoken before?
Of course we have, since I was a little kid.
Yeah, I told you, Dan. This is the lady who Dan talked with years and years and years ago. How are you?
I'm good. And you know what? I just turned your favorite 2 weeks ago.
What's that?
I'm going to make you feel old. You made me feel old. But you've been going to that dentist for 44 years.
What's
that?
How old are
you? 44 years.
What's that?
Yeah. I am
36. I'm not mistaken. Excuse me, Chastity, I have to have a little talk with you. Everybody else, so you turn on the mic so that you hear the other people clapping. Chastity, if I remember, are you blind?
I am.
Now, here's what else I remember.
Wow.
You had a serious crush on Kid Rock.
I am a super fan of Kid Rock.
And so you still are?
Kid Rock knows who I am.
Dan, do you remember this? When she would call and go, she's crazy for Kid Rock.
I do now, yeah.
Yeah.
I've been to over 200 Kid Rock shows.
Oh, my God. Where have you been? What happened to you that we haven't heard from you?
I get so forgetful sometimes to listen to I'm AM and the PM, by the way.
Oh, well, you have been for years.
Oh, yeah. Now, I've been around. I haven't called as much as I should have, and I lost track of you guys. But you know, when you
lost track of us, we didn't go anywhere. Been here for 20 years.
I know.
We're getting ready to leave in 3 weeks, 3.5 weeks, but we're still here.
I'll be keeping up with your Facebook page and stuff like that.
And FrankOpinion.com, and say hi to Max Foisy because he was nice enough to delay his introduction here so that we could talk to you because you've been waiting for like 20 minutes.
Hi, Max.
Max, say hi to Chastity.
Chastity, how are you today?
I'm great. How are you, Matt?
I am happy that you've seen Kid Rock over 200 times because I have not seen him once. So you
neither
are going to all the shows that I have not seen.
I've met him several times. You know, so I am. I write.
Yeah. That's amazing.
The first time I met him, let me tell you guys real quick.
Now, hold on. Now, see, this is Max's segment. I don't want to be rude to him. Okay. It'll take a lot of time. But give us the short version of the first time you met him.
Okay. Well, I flew to Atlanta, Georgia. Took a plane, then took two commuter trains, two buses to Duluth, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Met him at a Waffle House. Did not realize there were CNN cameras in front of me until him. His voice made me cream my jeans.
Hold on. You met him. Oh, she can say that. That's not another word.
I just that's a funny thing to say in front of a bunch of TV cameras.
Well, she didn't say it in front of the TV cameras. She just said it to us. But
I did say it in front of the TV cameras. I didn't realize they were there.
Was it planned that you were to meet him at this Waffle House?
No. Well, in a way, yes, it was. I knew he was going to be there.
Yeah.
It was on his account.
I got a feeling you know where he is at all times. You're that big a fan.
I know when he's taking a pee, you know? I mean.
So, Chastity, what is it that we can do for you today?
I want to come in and sit with you in the studio sometime. I've been wanting to for years, and
you know what? I think that could be pot. Don't everybody email me because we almost never do this. But you have been listening a long time, and when we get to our next stop, I think that's doable.
You were 43.
Don't do this to me. Don't say that I was 43.
I started listening to you.
Oh my goodness! Yeah.
How old are you now?
No. I'm. How old do you think I am? Don't still do that either. I'm 67 years old.
I thought something like that.
But
yeah.
I know what you're thinking. I sound 47.
You do.
Thank you.
You sure still have a sexy voice. I'll say that.
Thank you, Chastity. I appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome.
And I guess you're still blind, right?
I am.
Yeah. That usually is a permanent deal. Are you totally blind?
I'm partially blind.
Okay. What can you see?
I can see that you're bald.
You can see my bald. What? Oh, that I'm bald. I thought you said I can see you're bald. So you would be able to tell if a person is bald, and would you be able to make out whether or not they're ugly, good looking, or features?
No, I can't make out facial expressions and things like that. So I rely more on voices and stuff.
Now,
when
did you turn 36?
I turned 36 on August 9th.
Happy birthday. Belated happy birthday.
Thank you.
You just sound like a really neat, fun, interesting person. Do you have or have you had a boyfriend?
Oh, yeah, I've had a boyfriend for a long time.
And what's his problem that he can't pull the trigger and get married?
I'm just waiting for Kid Rock, you know?
Oh, you're waiting for Kid Rock. Okay, well, that's a good reason, I guess. Is there anything else? I'm so glad you called. Is there anything else we can do for you?
No, not at this point. I want to introduce you to my... When I do come in, I'll introduce you to Glenn, my CNI dog.
Oh... We'd love to meet Glenn.
That's my boyfriend. No, I'm just kidding. He's not my boyfriend.
Well, we'd love to meet him. And don't wait another, like, 4 years to call us, okay?
I won't. I promise. I will keep up with you.
All right, Chastity. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you, too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I hope you don't mind, Max, but she used to call when she was... My goodness, a teenager
or
something.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
And I can't believe that I remembered that about her.
I
can't
either.
Remember
you,
anything.
You remembered everything.
I can't remember anything normally.
I know.
So, okay, Max, now you can do... It's actually your segment, believe it or not. You can do it now.
I'm just happy that she was able to find the exact Waffle House where Kid Rock was working that day.
I think she's borderline stalker of Kid Rock.
Mm.
Not in a bad way.
So it was a joke because Kid Rock was
so what's going on?
Like he was working behind the counter.
I got it.
The joke is he was...
Well, I'm sorry. I missed.
He's Kid Rock, and he's still working at Waffle House. That's the joke he was making.
So Max's the list up, came out.
It's obvious that Max's segment is not a comedy segment.
The highest paid actor and actress in Hollywood. Do you have any guesses?
No, this is as of today.
As of today, the news
Dan,
came
what
out.
Do you think? Highest male and female.
Wow.
I think they're both sort of surprising.
And I like you said, actor and actress, because now they say she's an actor. And I don't like that. She's an actress. What do we have? Why do we? Can we not be let women any more be feminine or have a feminine name? Everybody is like everybody's going to be a unisexual. I don't like it.
Start calling the actors actresses.
Yeah, let's go back to stewardess.
And I'm not sure because I'm not sure that I know. I mean, I'll recognize people, but I don't know their names.
You know the guy. I don't know if you know the woman.
Mind if I take a guess?
No, because you probably read this.
Dan, Dan, highest paid actor, highest paid actor.
I don't know.
I can't even.
I haven't read this, sir. This would be a guess.
His name an actor. A big
any actor ever that you've ever seen.
Oh, Robert De Niro.
Okay. No, actress, wrong. Highest paid. Okay. Actress, who?
Oh, actress?
Yeah.
Emma Stone.
Okay.
Okay. Guess
Trevor.
What?
Well, do you want Trevor to take a shot?
Yes.
Nay, thank you, Frank. Appreciate it.
He was going to completely ignore you.
He was. Yeah. Max prefers to do that. I'm going to pick Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Charlize Theron.
Oh, I think those are good ones.
Oh, wow.
Very good.
As much as I don't want to, I'm going to also do The Rock, even though I've never seen one movie he's been in. And I will pick on the female side, The Hunger Games. What's her name?
Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, yep. Jennifer Lawrence. That's who I'm going.
That's a very good guess.
Okay, but wrong.
The Rock is also a good guess.
But they're wrong.
They're all wrong.
Yeah. Wow.
The highest paid male actor out there right now, Mark Wahlberg.
Whoa. And I watch anything he's in. Well, I like his stuff.
Yeah. Because he has a dedicated fan base. I think it's hilarious that the guy who was once known as Marky Mark, remember? He had all the ad campaigns, and he did the song Good Vibrations, and it was Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch.
It was.
And I might add that I don't care if he's doing something dead serious like The Fighter or he's doing Ted.
No.
He's good.
Well, he's the highest paid actor in Hollywood right now, beating out the Tom Cruises and the DiCaprios and all.
As far as I'm concerned, they could all beat Tom Cruise.
The number one highest paid female actress, Dan Strauss was correct.
What?
It's Emma Stone.
Really? Dan! And Dan you didn't Strauss. Even want to play.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
That was a complete guess.
Of course,
Stone.
She won the Oscar for La La Land last year.
Yeah.
And usually the people who, you know, coming off of Oscar wins, they get a big push. But
now,
so she's
aren't there like three Emmas now who are actresses? There's, Emma Watson, Emma Stone,
there's about,
Eminem.
Emma Big Ones.
There's
you know
about
what?
Five
hold on.
Chrissies.
Hold on. No, Trevor, don't laugh at that. See, that's sexist. Oh. I don't like references to women having big breasts. I don't think that's...
Sorry.
I don't appreciate it. And I don't even like to take. Like to take listeners' minds there. Where now they're conjuring up a picture, an image of cleavage.
Now everybody's just thinking about large breasts.
Yeah, that's see, and I don't think that's right.
Last name Biggins. That would be good. Emma Biggins.
No, it doesn't even make sense. It doesn't make sense.
Oh, I know.
Emma Biggins.
Well, Emma doesn't make any.
Emma Biggins. That doesn't even make sense. Emma some Biggins.
Emma some.
Well,
okay.
Edit out all the Dan's
wow.
part.
All right, I'm sorry.
All right, go ahead.
Well,
Dan.
You did so well on that. At least Dan did halfway well on that. They have a list. A ranker came up. I'm sorry, Us Magazine. Wow, look at that. It came up with the list of the top 10 dog movies of all time. I know Trevor loves dog movies. Is that correct?
First of all, one of the reasons this would be tough to...
Yeah, I
certainly can't get all 10 of them.
Sure,
why don't we just do one that you think is on the list?
Absolutely.
Dan, one that you think is on the 10. And who decided this?
Us Magazine.
All right. One of the that you think a movie would absolutely be on the 10 worst of all time.
No. Best dog movie.
Oh, best. Oh. I'm sorry. Best dog. I thought you meant dog like
best.
No.
Dog
movie. Oh, no. Okay.
Like
I got a couple of suggestions. Go ahead,
right,
Dan.
Oh, yeah.
Dan.
I would say All Dogs Go to Heaven.
That's a great movie.
I'm going to... Go ahead, Trevor.
Homeward Bound. Any chance? Anybody remember that from the 90s?
Yes, I do. That's a good one.
Homeward Bound, The Incredible Journey.
That's the one.
And I'm going to go, boy, I hope it's on there, My Dog Skip.
Okay. Ooh.
I thought that was another
And I know
one.
Old Yeller's on there.
I thought you would say A Dog's Purpose.
Oh, that's a good one, too.
Love that
movie. That's a good movie.
All right, number 10, Marley and Me.
Didn't see it.
Oh, I didn't like that. I liked Dan. Okay, sorry.
You didn't see the expression on Max's face. He barely gets started, 10, and then Dan just jumped. I didn't like that movie. Dan, one more and you're in timeout. Go ahead, Max.
Okay. Number 9, My Dog Skip. That's yours.
Is there anyone in this room who has not seen this movie?
Nope, I've seen it.
Dan?
Great movie.
No, I've seen
Kevin
it.
Bacon?
I love the movie. Yeah.
Let me tell you, folks, if you like dogs, yes, get a Kleenex or two, but this is what a terrific movie. My Dog Skip, Kevin Bacon. Go ahead.
Number 8, Best in Show, one of the funniest comedies I've seen.
And I guess I need to watch it again
I love that.
Yeah, I need to watch it again.
Number 7, Air Bud. I've never seen an Air Bud movies.
Not at all.
I don't want to see it.
Number 6, 101 Dalmatians.
What? Okay, that's a good one.
Number 5, Lassie from 1994.
Oh, my goodness, the original one.
Number 4, Homeward Bound.
Homeward Bound, ayo.
That was the last thing. I can't whistle today.
Number 3, Beethoven.
Never saw it.
Yeah. Oh,
number 2, Turner and Hooch.
Never saw it. Tom
Turner
Hanks, but I know that
one.
I've never seen
movie.
It. Really?
Great movie.
Is that the slobbering dog?
Yep, that's the slobbering dog.
And number 1, I would have thought they would have gone with Old Yeller or maybe Cujo.
You're telling me Old Yeller's not even on this list?
Not
on
the top 10.
That's a bad list.
Number 1, Lady and the Tramp, the animated Disney film.
Cujo should have been in there. Cujo will scare you to death. Have you ever seen it, Trevor?
I have not. But what about K-9 with John, what is it?
John Belushi.
Jim Belushi.
Yeah, that was like a Turner and Hooch ripoff.
Yeah, that was a ripoff. It was okay. It was all right.
Well, Cujo should have been on there.
I watched Cujo a couple of years ago. I forgot how scary that thing is. Maybe that's why it's not there. They don't want something that frightening on there. But Old Yeller.
Do you remember?
Sounder. Do you ever see Sounder?
Oh, Sounder's great.
Terrific movie.
Is that Dee Wallace in Cujo? Was she the mom?
I can't remember.
The one from E.T.? I think she was the mom.
And I don't remember the cast in Sounder, but it was a black family, right?
Yeah.
And I don't remember much more, except it's a very powerful movie. If you can get Sounder, Dan and Trevor, get it.
I think maybe Billy Dee Williams was in
there. Yes, I think, I think you're right.
That's great.
Have you ever seen, Max, and this is an old movie, but you're an old soul with movies, Doberman Gang? Have you ever seen that?
No, because you just made it up.
No, it's not. It's it is a bad movie, but it's all about Dobermans, and they're protecting this thing. It's called The Doberman Gang. I think
it
came out...
It's okay. From the point of view of the dogs?
No, it just shows how the Dobermans are like attack dogs and stuff. It's not a good movie at all. It was back in the 70s,
I think. Are there humans in this movie, or is it just the dogs?
No, there's humans.
What was the TV series in the late 50s or early 60s about the college kid who turned into a dog? Doberman Gillis.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you, Max. Thank you. Stupid but funny. Max laughed. And Max is not even in a good mood. He laughed.
Any Dobie Gillis jokes, I am there for.
What a lame show.
Oh, what a horrible show.
The worst. It was absolute. Dwayne Hickman.
It was unwatchable. He was the least charismatic leading man of all time.
And Maynard G. Krebs or something.
Maynard G. Krebs, who was Gilligan.
Yes.
Or Gilligan.
Bob Denver.
Yeah. But his girlfriend, Zelda, who definitely was not into guys, let alone.
I think Dobie was into guys.
Right,
I'm not kidding.
Right, that makes sense.
What? Oh, my God.
What
a horrible show.
What a horrible, horrible
Dobie.
Show. Dobie. Who liked that show? I used to.
That was
the first show I ever
old
hate
women, 85 and over.
Yeah.
Hate watch.
I hate watch that show.
Oh, yeah.
Little old
Dobie.
Ladies like almost anything that's just safe and fuzzy and boring.
Frank did that with Ally McBeal. Hate watched it.
I watched Ally McBeal almost every week because I hated it so much that I just couldn't.
With a little dancing baby.
Yeah, the dancing baby and that skeleton, Calista Flockhart, whose eyes were bigger. Each eye was bigger than her head.
Yeah, Lucy Liu got a big break, though, on that one.
I like Lucy Liu. That's the dumbest show Ally McBeal I ever saw.
Yeah.
And Harrison Ford, what the heck? What are you thinking?
They're still together.
I know.
Solo and
maybe when he's in bed doing it, he likes the sound of bones clanging together, because that's what you hear. She's a skeleton. Yeah. Well,
she turns sideways. She turns sideways and sticks out her tongue. She looks like a zipper.
And that's 100 years old.
Hello, everybody.
100 years old.
Hi.
All right, couple of new releases on Blu-ray and streaming today. Now I say Blu-ray because do they still make DVDs?
Yeah. Yes, they do. Because my grandson, we got a couple of older players, and they won't play Blu-ray. So we like, what you can usually do is buy two discs. They come with
regular combo now.
And Blu-ray, just in case you don't have Blu-ray.
Nowadays, if you go to, you know, your Target, your Walmart, I don't know if you can, maybe you can. I don't know if you can buy a standard DVD player anymore, because
I don't think you can.
Blu-ray players will play DVDs.
And people need to understand who don't know this.
They're $40.
Yeah, Blu-ray will play anything, but a regular player will not play a Blu-ray.
Exactly, which is probably why they don't make
it anymore. You can buy a regular DVD player, because I have one.
Why would somebody
hold on, Dan, you have one, but when did you buy it?
I just bought it a couple of years ago.
That's a couple of years ago.
Yeah, now I'm saying
not in the store. Not now.
Right now, if you go to the store, I don't think they sell them.
You could find one on eBay or something, but you can't. They don't sell them.
There's no point to selling something that.
Yes, they do, because I've got one a couple of years ago.
It was like 2 years ago.
That's 2 years ago. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2.
No, thank you.
This stars Chris Pratt and Zoe Saldana.
Chris Pratt could eat no fat, but his wife could eat no lean, and so between the both of them, they licked the platter clean.
Why do you give him the rim shot with
because that was kind of funny.
Now, you said no way right away. Why is that? When I said the title of the movie, you said no way.
I didn't say no way.
I thought you did.
When he said Guardians of the Galaxy 2,
he said no way.
Okay, I did, meaning no way I'm going to watch it.
Why?
It's a superheroes thing, right?
Yes.
I'm just not into that. I'm not into the space stuff.
I am into the superhero thing. I like most of the Marvel movies. I am in the minority, though. I don't like the Guardians films because they're kind of just space comedies. You know who does like these movies? People who would never pick up a comic book. That's why I was surprised you said no way, because especially the first one, which is available on DVD, Dan, I think if you rented it, you'd probably like it a whole lot. It's just basically a space comedy. You don't have to know anything about comics at all. These movies were very big, and that's the reason why it got a sequel, because people who aren't really into it were really excited about this sequel. I think it's more of the same, meaning I didn't like the first one, so I don't like the second one. But if you missed it in theaters and you like the first Guardians film, today is your chance to watch Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2. It's PG-13.
Okay.
And also, today, on DVD, it does not say Blu-ray, Dan, so this might just be on standard def. This is under the label of Turner Classic Movies' Greatest Classic Films. They have Volume 1 of the Thin Man movies. Have you guys watched the Thin Man?
I remember the series from the 60s.
Sure, absolutely. It was on TV.
But I don't know what it was about. I just remember the name.
If you haven't watched these old movies, they are absolutely fantastic. They're sort of not spoofs on murder mysteries, because there's an actual murder mystery, but the two lead detectives are a husband and wife team, so that's rare.
A movie, but it was also a TV series.
It was a movie series. There was like seven of these movies.
They were
hugely popular. It started around 1933, and they were just huge movies. William Powell and Myrna Loy played Nick and Nora Charles, and of course later on it became a television series. I think in the 50s. They've been talking about rebooting this for a long time. Johnny Depp was attached to this, although I don't see him as a Nick Charles at all. So hopefully they'll get a different cast. But the reason why you should watch this film is because it's an incredibly hilarious film. It came out right after Prohibition was lifted.
I thought it was a comedy. These two are
detectives. Wasted the entire time. They get to a bar and they order six martinis. Because the world, America anyway, was celebrating being able to drink again in 1933. Right. So they incorporate that into, you know, this detective story. So there are a couple of lushes. Plus, again, they're a married couple solving crime, something we haven't seen really even since then. And they have
Rockford Files wasn't that kind of that was a TV show. That husband and wife?
No, that was Heart to Heart, wasn't it?
Yes, Heart to Heart.
Oh, you're right. Heart to Heart.
With Ernest Borgnine playing Max.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Right? How did Ernest Borgnine ever look in the mirror at any age and go, I'm going to be a movie star? Guy looked like some kind of a mutated.
His name was perfect.
His name is Borgnine.
Ernest Borgnine.
Now, let me just ask you a question. How old are you again?
I'm 39, Frank.
At what point did you either decide to or realize that you know names like Myrna Loy and you're interested in that? What happened?
Myrna Loy.
How did that happen? Because there can't be two dozen 39-year-olds who even know who that is.
Yeah, well, she's a great actress. People should watch her
but
movies.
How did this happen?
I had no life growing up when I was a teenager. I didn't have any kind of friends, and so I just watched a ton of movies, and I kept, I followed directors, and I would listen to movies that they would recommend. I started watching Billy Wilder and classic films, and all of a sudden I would be,
Do you think you didn't have any friends?
Because
he was watching old movies.
And I would say, William Powell's great. And they'd be like, who's that? Schwarzenegger. And I'm like, no, I don't care about that. So I don't know. I'm an odd duck.
That would turn a lot of teenagers off if you go, boy, that William Powell and Myrna Loy.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. So I'm still.
And I'm going to be invited to hang out Saturday night.
Exactly. Which I'm fine with. I'd much rather watch a movie alone than be surrounded by people.
Hey, it's uncomfortable. We have that in common.
In here, even being with you guys. I don't need
to. Well, thank you. That's nice.
What?
Nice thing to say. Oh. No, I'm the same way. Sure. I don't like being with a bunch of people.
Yeah.
But I'm not uncomfortable in here. I'm very comfortable
here.
Well,
it's because it's your show.
That's right. It is my show. That's right.
And finally, to wrap up the.
We don't know why, but we always clap. Because. Can be taken two ways. That was a great segment.
Yes.
That's coming to an end. Or we're so glad this is over.
Right.
So
right.
It could be either one.
I know which one it is for you, Trevor. So, my favorite listener to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon is listener Edward, who I've shared his emails in the past about agreeing with me that Carol Burnett is just not funny.
You and that guy. That's
it. This guy.
Nobody else. So, Trevor, you know who Carol Burnett is?
I do.
Did you ever watch any of her TV series?
I did not.
Okay, that's the end of that discussion. So you really don't know if you like her or not.
I haven't got a clue who she is, say the truth right
now. Hold on, you don't know who she is?
I don't know. Can I have the computer to Google her?
I know who Benny Hill is. I don't like things funny, but I know who he is. No, don't look up Carol Burnett. I just assume everybody in the world knows who Carol Burnett is. Okay, it's okay. It's not a bad thing that you don't know.
We were talking about The Big Sick and how I don't like Ray Romano, but I thought he was good in that movie, in The Big Sick.
I do like Ray Romano, but I'm not sure why.
She's got a really big mouth. I do know who she is. I'm trying to remember what movie she was in.
She's had her TV series. And she's been a couple of movies.
Yeah, she has.
Harold and Maude and a couple of others. The other one with the Mercedes sank in the pond. There's something about Four Seasons.
Yes, Four Seasons.
Annie, there it is, 1982. Yep, okay, I remember.
All righty.
Carry on.
Good talk, Russ.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Max.
Great story, Trevor. So Edward says, hey, Max, I can't stand Ray Romano either. I don't think he's funny at all. This is two for two. Smiley face. Ed, my favorite listener.
You and Ed.
Look at that.
You both hate Carol Burnett, and you don't like Ray Romano.
Yeah,
you guys
go.
Can hang out.
My name is Max, and I'll be back.
Now, see, when he says... You're just sitting there.
You're sitting there grinning.
Trevor's just sitting there grinning. And when he says, "My name is Max," and I'll be, that's plenty of lead time to know. Boom, theme music.
My name is Max.
Hold on.
Right.
We're gonna do this again. We'll do this again. Man. Edit that out. Here we go. Take two, three, two, one.
My name is Max, and I'll be back.
No, that was a little bit late, but that's okay. That's okay. That's right. How about it for Max Foisy, everybody? Thank you, Max. I like your segment.
Max and his new friend Ed.
I like, be sure to join us next week for the debut of the Max and Ed show. They just sit and read a list of all the things they agree on. Max is brought to you by Window World. Window World is the best-selling replacement window in the United States, and for good reason. But you're never really going to understand all that until you buy them, and I hope you'll consider that. And please tell them your AM and the PM. Right now, that in my life at this time is more important than it has ever been, that you tell the advertisers your AM and the PM. Even if you're just shopping and you don't want to make a decision yet, tell them your AM and the PM. All right, now, I'm guessing, and I would have expected you just in a matter of a day or two to have gone to a Meanies since we spoke. But at some point, Trevor, you will go to a Meanies.
Of course.
Unless you hate pinball machines, or you hate arcade games, or you hate really nice furniture, you hate beautiful lighting, or you hate the pool tables. I think you probably like all those
things. I like all of those things.
Well, they're all in one place, and it's called a Meanies, and it's in Chesterfield Valley. Now, one of the things that requested of me and of Dan a lot is that we sing down in the valley, because when I say a Meanies, phrase, it's in the valley, it's down in the valley. And that's what, do you know the song Down in the Valley?
I do not know.
It goes like this, down in the valley, valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. That's easy, okay? Mm-hmm. One more time, down in the valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. But we sing it, and Dan plays the harmonica. Have you heard him play the harmonica?
I have not heard him play the harmonica.
He has never had a lesson.
Whoa!
Never had a lesson.
Wow.
But since he can't sing and play, you're going to have to sing this with
him. So down in the valley, valley so low,
hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Hang your head over, hear the wind blow. So down in the valley, valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
You got it. Okay, Dan, give us a note. Trevor, you need to hit. You have to hit that note.
Yeah. Okay,
Dan. No, wait, no, whistling. No, whistling. Why would you whistle?
No. Okay.
Dan, give us a perfect. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
Down in the valley.
Oh, you know the melody.
I have to sing it?
Yeah, you know the melody. Let me give you the melody.
Yeah, right.
Down in the valley, valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. Pretty easy. Try it.
Down in the valley, valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Perfect. Dan, give us a note. Give us a note. This is so we get on key.
Yeah. Okay.
So we just mimic that. No, Dan, give us a note. Perfect.
Okay.
3, 2, 1, 2, 3. Down in the valley, valley so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow. Perfect. Unbelievable.
Wow. Perfect. That was awesome.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you.
And I want to, and this will stun people, but I, on a stack of Bibles, I would swear this, or under oath, or with a polygraph. We didn't rehearse that.
No.
Trevor's never even heard of that song.
No clue.
Well, now let me go back to what is down in the valley. Lots of things. First Community Credit Union, their headquarters is there. Danny Gunn's is in the valley, and so is Amini's. Copper top on the outside. Incredible merchandise on the inside. And a variety that sort of doesn't make any sense. But it doesn't have to make sense. You can, when you put a lot of some of the best of whatever it is made in the world in one place, it becomes a very interesting store. And that's what it's full of. Different things, but no junk. And pick out any category, and they sell lots of it, but no junk. The reason I mention that is take patio furniture, for example. I've seen some beautiful patio furniture. We bought years ago what I thought was the most beautiful set of outdoor. It was white wicker. At least I thought it was white wicker until the fake plastic that was woven that really wasn't wicker started popping in the temperature change and unraveling, and we got one season out of it. It was garbage. It was crap, but it looked great when it was new. The patio furniture that Amini sells is the best in the world. A lot of it's made in the United States. No junk. No lighting that's junk. It's for people who are ready and deserve and have earned the right to be discriminating, and they deserve, sometimes you deserve the best of certain things, and they have those things. So just go in there if you haven't been. Again, please tell them your AM and the PM. Amini's, Aminis, Aminis.com.
All right, let's check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, they're working with an accident on eastbound Highway 4064, right at the Boone Bridge, or a little east of it, but traffic is backed up west of the Boone Bridge. They're also working on an accident westbound Page, just before Highway 270. Traffic is jamming up as you approach Schutz Road. Southbound 270, they cleared that earlier accident. You're jammed up from Page. That goes down through about Marshall Road. Westbound 44, we must have had an accident or something going on near Elm, because it's extremely slow from Hampton through Elm, but it looks like it's been cleared now. On eastbound 40 downtown, near Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge, Museal Veteran Bridge, slow both sides of the river here. On eastbound Highway 70, we've got some slow traffic from Florissant or Hanley Road. That goes through Jennings Station Road, and northbound 170 is slow now from Highway 70 up through Airport Road. And this traffic report is brought to you by Liberty Mutual Insurance. From weekend getaways to road trips this summer, worry about where your car will take you, not about your car insurance. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
This is Dr. Raj Banerjee from Integrative Healthcare of St. Louis. I want to tell you about our free consults and our new results-driven weight loss program that is helping so many people. It combines the best of Eastern and Western science. It's completely natural. It's fun, and it glorifies God. Look, the answer isn't always eliminating calories and exercising more, because we all know diets do not work. Stubborn belly fat has to do with imbalances in your hormones. By learning how to reprogram your hormonal chemistry with easy-to-learn natural techniques, you will quickly turn your body into a fat-burning machine. Call now to register for a free consult. It will change your life. If you're sick and tired of feeling sick and tired and you want to get rid of your belly fat, have more energy, and just feel healthy again, call us for a free consultation.
Call Dr. Banerjee today at 314-828-1013. The first 25 callers who qualify will receive a free consultation valued at $250. Call 314-828-1013 today.
Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart is St. Louis's Mercury Platinum Boat Dealer.
Hi, I'm Jim Dooley, owner of Inland Marine Boats. Remember, you only get 18 summers with your kids. Make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine Boats.
So check it out, man. What do you think of my backyard?
It's all dirt and weeds.
Just envision it. I can see it now. A smoker over there, maybe spa right here, and then we'll put a brand new patio table and chairs right there. Huh?
I think what you see is a mirage.
No way, man. It's an oasis.
In Aspen Spas of St. Louis, they want you to see your yard as an oasis and for you to be able to enjoy every moment spent in it. Aspen Spas is St. Louis's only spa manufacturer designed and built right here in the heart of St. Louis. Go to AspenSpaOfSTL.com or head to their manufacturing plant and showroom located on McCree just off Kings Highway and 44. Not only do they have spas, but everything you need to turn your backyard into your oasis. Top quality American patio furniture from trusted brands and barbecue grills from leaders in the industry like Big Green Egg, Green Mountain Grills, Saber, and The Good One. Make your backyard dreams a reality and go to Aspen Spas today or find them at AspenSpaOfSTL.com.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. So are you going to have enough money to travel and be there when your first grandchild is born? Well, you can if you start planning now. Smart retirement planning includes knowing what will happen in all kinds of scenarios. How will your portfolio perform when we experience yet another, quote, market correction? You know, today it's easy to ignore things, and most people do, but not you. You want to know the best ways to thrive in any economy. So here's what you need to do today. Call 314-328-6000 right now. Call Heisey Advisory Group to have your retirement portfolio stress tested. 314-328-6000. When you meet with Ken Heisey and Steve Mahler, you're going to learn what your risk is during a market correction. They treat you like family because they know that family moments, you know, like visiting your grandchildren, well, that's what's most important. Call 314-328-6000 right now.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Message and data rates may apply.
If you're a sleep apnea sufferer who's on the go, go to your phone and text us right now to try the world's first portable mini CPAP device absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, an engineering marvel that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. Its unique design is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. No more dragging around a big, bulky CPAP. Even better, now you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 restful nights by texting NIGHT to 642-642. Transcend is FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. You can also add a battery pack that's as tiny as a deck of cards. So now you can enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. But don't wait. To receive your 10-night in-home trial, text NIGHT to 642-642. Again, text NIGHT to 642-642.
The outdoor life. But in the heat, your cooler can lose its cool.
Ooh, this beer is warm.
Keep your drinks and food cool with a Yeti cooler from RTP. With a Yeti cooler, ice will last a week, even in the Missouri heat. And a Yeti cup or bottle will keep your drink ice cold all day long.
Now that's a cold beer.
RTP has the area's largest selection of Yeti products, from hard and soft-sided coolers to cups, bottles, and now the new jugs. They're located just off I-44 and 141 on West Outer Road in Valley Park. RTP, ready to play.
Bye. Hey, Cardinals fans, a big weekend is coming up. Interleague play against the Tampa Bay Rays, and it's Cardinals Hall of Fame weekend presented by Edward Jones. Great giveaways all weekend long. It's August 25th, 26th, and 27th. Friday night, it's the Mystery Manager Bobblehead. Saturday, a canvas print of the Hall of Famers presented by Edward Jones. And Sunday, get up, baby. It's the Mike Shannon Alarm Clock presented by Goodwill. Tickets available at cardinals.com/promotions. Hey, Cardinal fans, come kick off Cardinals Hall of Fame weekend presented by Edward Jones by taking home your very own Cardinals Hall of Fame manager bobblehead. On Friday, August 25th, the Cardinals take on the Tampa Bay Rays. That night, 30,000 fans, ages 16 and older, will be surprised at the gates when they find out which mystery Hall of Fame manager bobblehead that they'll receive, courtesy of Equifax. That's Friday, August 25th. Get your tickets at cardinals.com/promotions.
Staples has low prices on everything kids need to head back to school. When your kids have what they need, they'll go back with confidence. Everything they need for less. Staples, it's pro time. Meep, meep.
All right. A look at traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Southbound 170 is stacking up from Midland down through Highway 40. Again, they're working with this accident on westbound Page just before Highway 270. Now it looks like we're running slow from near Lindbergh. It really jams up from Schutz all the way up through the accident scene. We have eastbound Highway 270 slow between east of McDonald through New Florissant. Westbound Highway 70, a normal slowdown from Union through Jennings Station Road. Westbound 4064, it's on the brakes. From Grand, that goes out through McCausland. Couple little pockets as you make your way towards 270, Boone's Crossing, and then eastbound Highway 40. There is lane blockage. You've got an accident that is just east of the Boone Bridge, and you are now backing up west of the Missouri River. And this traffic report is brought to you by Account Temps. If you are sweating your summer deadlines, try Account Temps for highly skilled temporary accounting and finance support when you need it the most. Visit AccountTemps.com. Account Temps, a Robert Half Company. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Traffic center, and then he's.
I know this is why I play.
Oh,
no, Bill, you should have played Bill's theme music.
Okay,
and I maybe I failed to tell you that.
No,
it's you want me to do it again?
Dan? Does it sound like this?
Yeah. Oh wait, Tim's still with us.
You want me to say traffic center again?
Yeah, Tim.
I'm sorry to have to do this to you, but Trevor's just messing everything up.
So, I can hear it.
This is tough love. It's tough love. So we'll edit that out because Tim, we got people looking who might be thinking about hiring us. Okay?
Right.
This is important, and we can't have them hear that crap. So. Yeah, just say Tim Weiland, the traffic center, and then he'll hit the end. We'll edit the other stuff out. Here we go. Take two, three, two, one. Take it, Tim.
I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
I've been to Reno.
There you go.
Chicago.
See?
Isn't that better?
Oh, yeah.
That is all right. There you go.
Perfect. They'll never hear the other stuff. Now you can take it down a little bit. A little bit. There you go. Wow. Look at this. It's time to check in with the guy who is working very hard at someday being able to say, I've been everywhere. And I think he's going to make it. His name is Bill Cleveland, and he is, like so many segments, brought to you by Thank Goodness for Window World. See, you took the music.
I did.
Why did you do that?
It's a habit.
Well, Hobbit. You know the Hobbit. And you go up to Stomp Dean. He did all day yesterday. You're in timeout, Trevor. I hate to do it. You're in timeout now. Bring it up a little bit. It's a Hobbit.
I thought that was Harry Potter.
I did too. I don't even know who watched Harry Potter. Let's try this again. So, Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. It's still a little bit low, but forget about it. It's too late now. And what else can I tell you? WindowWorldSt.Louis.com. Here is the man who seems to always be on the road, Bill Cleveland.
Oh, my goodness.
That's a disaster. It's a disaster. You know, Bill.
This is why we fought a war to get away from these people.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that was pretty hard. That was harsh.
That was me,
just
Bill.
Kidding.
No, he's doing. No, seriously, though, he really is doing not that good a job. Bill, where are we going today?
I've been in that chair, Trevor. I know.
The music should have gone away a long time
ago. Okay, thank you.
There you go.
I'm still getting the music etiquette.
What's interesting, Bill, is I came in here today. I go, well, you're all fired up. He goes, yeah. I said, well, but today should be easier and better than yesterday. Wrong.
always tomorrow, I suppose.
Well, this tough love, though, is going to... What's going to happen, Trevor? You know, when young Bill Cleveland, I kind of discovered him. He was rough around the edges. Look at him now. Look at him, got a book out, a website, another website. Yeah. Oh, my goodness, look what happened. Just took a little fine tuning.
Only
took about 20 years.
20 years, that's all it took. And,
that's right.
And I just roll with it. It's tough love, but it works. Bill, where are we going?
All right, well, I thought we'd talk a little bit about Milwaukee, Wisconsin today.
I've never been there.
A nice city. It's very comparable, actually, to St. Louis. I think you'd find it somewhat similar. The people are kind of the same, a lot of the same sort of, I don't know. I just think it's very similar. But a few things to do in Milwaukee if you're headed up there.
Bill, which one is it? Was it Schlitz or Falstaff was the beer that made Milwaukee famous?
Wasn't it Falstaff?
It was Schlitz. The beer that made Milwaukee famous.
I'm telling you, it was one of those.
There's another one, though.
Wait a minute. It was...
I'll look it up when we hang up.
Okay,
here.
Yeah.
All right.
Trevor could look it up. He could just Google what the beer that made Milwaukee famous. If you type that in, it'll come. Give him something
to do. It is Schlitz.
Yes, I told you. Schlitz, the beer that made...
I think there's another one. All right, whatever. So Milwaukee Public Market, got to go there. It's in the historic Third Ward. Lots of local vendors you walk in. It's almost, think of it like a food court at a mall, but it's all self-contained, and there's nothing but locally produced, locally sourced, fresh food everywhere. It's very, very cool. The Milwaukee Art Museum. I am not a big fan of art museums. This place is very cool, though. And what makes it really cool is when you look at the place, the architecture of this place is unbelievable. Right out in front, they have these giant wings that are up on top of the art museum that span about as long as a Boeing 747. And what's really cool is when the wind speed off of the lake reaches 23 miles per hour or greater, they just automatically close so that they don't blow away. So you could be looking at this thing, and all of a sudden these giant wings are like closing in front of you. Kind of cool. The Harley-Davidson Museum and headquarters are there. Of course, you probably have heard about that.
I would like to go through the plan. By the way, take a breath. I'll move us to a commercial to the next hour. I would like to see that plant.
Yes, they have the very first Harley Davidson motorcycle, which is cool. That's on display, and it's real. I don't know anything about Harleys, but I really love the place. Very cool. Lots of neat exhibits. Now, if you're a fan of Happy Days, of course, they were based in Milwaukee. You can get a picture with the Fonz if somebody hasn't torn that statue down by now. You can get that there. That's in Milwaukee. And festivals. If you like festivals, I'm not kidding. Every other week, there is a different festival going on in Milwaukee for everything, including the largest festival in the world, a music festival, I should say. It's called Summerfest. They do it every July up there, and it is massive.
15 seconds, Mr. Cleveland.
Okay, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KT.
You left out on the road. On the road.
And on the road, too. All right, Trevor.
Oh, my goodness, it's contagious. Bill Cleveland, everybody. Thank you, Bill. Brought to you by Window World. Now, this is... we know.